Tennessee Young Leaders gathering in Knoxville. Hello and welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. This weekend in Knoxville, about 200 young farmers and rural cooperative members from across the state are attending the Tennessee Young Leaders Conference. Jerry Barr of Monroe County is chairman of the state's Young Farmer and Rancher Committee that's helping to sponsor the conference.
It's real important just for one to basically keep contact with the young people around, whether it's through the cooperatives or whether it's through the young farmers and ranchers, just to keep them involved.
Barr says the three-day conference, which began yesterday, moves to a different region of the state each year and allows the young producers to tour some of the agricultural interests in the area. Yesterday, they toured the Biotechnology Center at the University of Tennessee and the UT Vet College. Today, they are taking in educational seminars that are focused on family and agricultural programs.
I think that's what makes this mesh together so well, is that everyone is basically the same age group and basically has the same interest in mind, whether you farm full-time or farm part-time. You know, you all have the same concerns about what's happening to the farmland across the state.
Now, Barr says the groups combined their conferences about 3 years ago, and it's helping to cut cost and provide for better speakers.
I think it's important to keep conferences like this going on for morale, but also just to be able to build support, because we'll have people at this conference that don't come to the Young Farmer and Rancher conferences by themselves, and maybe we can reach some other people that we don't normally reach with the Young Farm and Ranchers program and draw them into our organization as well.
State Senator Jeff Miller spoke to the group last night, and addressing the group tonight is Joan Cronin, the Dean of UT Women's Athletics. Hope all of you have a safe rest of your weekend. Join us back on Monday on the Tennessee Radio Network.